too happy with the performance first and foremost?
No, the Queens started, you know, we'd watched them last week and played with three at the back. We've obviously changed that today, and it did cause a little bit of bother in terms of Boy Wilson. I thought was very good today. We had to tweak it a wee bit, and it still wasn't right. And then we changed it to a 4-3-3, and I thought we actually got a foothold on the game without carving out too many clear-cut chances. And there wasn't much in the game. The disappointing thing was losing a goal just before half-time, you know, in the manner that we lost it as well, which was very disappointing. And, you know, you get a chance to regroup at half-time, try and address certain issues, and we didn't give ourselves a chance with them scoring early in the second half. So, you know, in that respect, it's a disappointing afternoon.
Before they scored the first goal, you actually had a very good bit of possession and a good, really good chance as well, and then cliched goal before half-time.
No, the two goals are disappointing. They could have been prevented. And, as I say, very disappointed with them. And Queens, you know, were fighting for their lives. But I said to the boys before the game, yes, we're outside the playoff positions now, but a club like Dunfermline, let's make sure we get fifth place. And we're tested at the moment. We're getting tested. We lost James Vincent after training yesterday afternoon, on top of Tom Beadlin and Danny Devine last week, and Joe Thompson were crucial. So, you know, we are getting pushed, but we have to man up and respond to that, because we've got a big one against Morton next week.
Thanks, David. All the best. Thank you.
Cheers.